Since the first of the year, I have enjoyed revisiting the revelation of the goodness of God, just how good He is to us. He is good in every way to us. We saw in Scripture where, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Israel got to the border of the Promised Land, and God stopped and had a sidebar with Moses and all the children of Israel, His people, and He said, already, right here today, here and now, right where you are now, you've been blessed, you've not lacked a thing. But may the Lord God of your fathers bless you 1,000 times more. So this year is the year we confess, declare, receive, and walk in 1,000 times more blessing. Not about money. You should have enough. He wants that. But 1,000 times more favor, 1,000 times better health, 1,000 times better marriages, 1,000 times better resources in employment, 1,000 times stronger relationships with your family and your friends, 1,000 times more. And of all the scriptures in the Bible, the few verses I'm about to share now is the greatest spoken blessing. It's called a benediction. It's a spoken blessing over God's people. It is special to me because of my birthday, June 24th, 6/24. I was given my Bible verse. No matter what day of the year you were born, there is a verse in the Bible that goes with your date. Mine comes from Numbers chapter 6. And I'll begin with verse 22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say this to them." And then my birthday verse, Numbers 6:24, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace." Verse 27, "So they shall put My name," God says, "they shall put My name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Now, God is all about blessing us. None of us would be here if it were not for His capacity to bless His people. This is called the priestly blessing. God said to Moses, "You tell Aaron and his sons to speak this over My people. And as soon as they speak the priestly blessing over My people," God said, "I will bless them too." So whatever we release in the earth, God releases in heaven. And so here is a blessing, a priestly blessing. Now, if we were Catholic, I'd be the priest. But we're not Catholic. And in the New Testament, all believers are priests. All of us have the ability to speak a blessing over others. And God says, when this priestly blessing is spoken over My people, when I hear that spoken in the earth, God says, from where I am in heaven, I will confirm the blessing of the Lord that will fall on My people. My favorite verse of Scripture talks about this same theme, God blessing His people. My favorite verse, Psalm 68:19, says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation." Since I discovered that verse of Scripture many years ago, I've probably thought it, quoted it, prayed it every day of my life. Now, that doesn't make me perfect. I'm still working on that. But I'm aware every day that I am loaded down again today with benefits of salvation. Not just the benefit of going to heaven when I die, but God wants to bless us while we're here alive on the earth. David said, I would have given up. I would have thrown in the towel. I would have quit. I would have bailed. I would have fallen by the wayside. I would have wanted out. If it had not been, I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord while I'm alive in the land of the living here on earth. Not just when I die and go to heaven, but in the land of the living right here on earth. The Bible says God's mercy toward us is new every morning. When I woke up this morning, enough mercy again today came into my life that will last all day long. And it did in your life too. Tomorrow morning, when I wake up, God will have given me another new day's worth of mercy. That carries me, and it carries you. It's the blessing of the Lord to receive His mercy. Well, I wonder, will He decide again tomorrow to renew His mercy for me tomorrow? As sure as the sun rises tomorrow, because His mercy endures forever. Gratitude toward God should be as regular and as rhythmic as our heartbeat. With every breath we take, every beat of our heart, we should be aware, God has so blessed me, and I'm thankful for every blessing. Now, if you're a Bible student at any level, if you've taken any of our Bible college courses or studied the Word seriously at all, you're familiar with the name Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry is a famous Bible commentator that lived a long time ago, and he scoured the Word and wrote his commentary on explaining what the original Hebrew and Greek words actually mean in Scripture. He is the go-to commentator on Bible study at a deep level. And many, many years ago, he was walking the streets and was the victim of robbers. And after being robbed, he wrote this entry in his journal. Let me be thankful. First, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my wallet, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took all I had, it was not much. And fourth, let me be thankful because it was I who was robbed and not I who did the robbing. Let me be thankful. Now, whatever is going on in your life right now, at your house right now, things that are storms raging, perhaps you still have enough to say, let me be thankful. Jesus is the good shepherd. The good shepherd, unlike the hireling, will give his life for the sheep he loves. That's exactly what Jesus did. I can't believe Lena Mahalia Jackson sang the song she just sung, because I had no idea what she would sing and she had no idea what scriptures I would read. But she just sang the 23rd Psalm. And I want to read it. It's 6 verses and we know it so well, but let's see some fresh things in God's Word here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a picture of the Good Shepherd and how he takes such great care of his sheep. We are sheep of his fold, and he's good to us always. Let's look just briefly at some of the things that we're promised in this verse of Scripture. First of all, the Good Shepherd, our God, gives us provision. David begins the psalm by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Everything I need is provided." One translation says, "The Lord is my shepherd, what more could I want?" Another translation says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need." Another benefit of being a sheep in his fold is rest and peace. Some of us need that. Some of you just need to chill, rest, and enjoy the peace God has given us, about which he says, "No man can take this from you." Green pastures and still waters talk about the rest and the peace the shepherd gives his sheep. And then he guards our sanity. David said, "He restores my soul." The soul is the part of us that's our mind, our emotions. I mean, if it were not for God standing guard by our soul, restoring our soul, we would be crazy. Some of you would. The reason more of us are not absolutely crazy is because God restores our mind. He restores our soul. He guards our emotions. He's not going to let us get too far beyond the boundaries he has set for us. We're going to be safe in his fold. And then another benefit, David said, "He gives my life direction." He said it this way, "He leads me in paths of righteousness." So if you're a believer, if you're a sheep that belongs in his fold, you have every right to expect him to direct your life. The Holy Spirit of God, which lives inside of each of us, is a guide for us. His word shows us most of the time what direction to go in. David said, "Your word is a light to my path and a lamp for my feet. I know where to put my next footstep because your word gives me direction." He leads me in paths of righteousness. And then another benefit here in the 23rd Psalm, he protects me from evil. He said, "Fear no evil, even in Death Valley, the valley of the shadow of death, there is no evil to be afraid of." We're protected from evil. And then another benefit is intimate fellowship, "For thou art with me." Aren't you glad you're not alone? Even if you think you're alone in a room, some of you live in a home and you're the only resident of that home, and it would be easy sometimes to feel lonely. But if it's just you at your house and God, you're in great company. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. "And thou art with me," intimate fellowship, the shepherd and the sheep. And then, we may not like this one, but it's in the book too, one of the benefits of salvation, one of the things the shepherd is famous for in providing for his sheep, is discipline. We talked an entire Sunday about that. Boy, I'm glad that day's over with. You remember we talked about, if God does not chasten you or chastise you or discipline you, you're a bastard. You're illegitimate. You don't even know him as a father. But if the Lord disciplines you, it's a sure sign that he claims you as his own. Only the child he loves does he discipline. And David speaks to the discipline of God here in the 23rd Psalm when he says, Your rod and staff comfort me. The Message translation says, your trusty shepherd's crook makes me secure. Now, if you're a sheep and you get too far away from the fold, that shepherd will take that rod and gently tap you. Well, he'll do it as hard as he needs to. And then he'll take the crook of that staff and get it around your leg or your neck if necessary. And he'll pull you on back into the safety zone. It's his discipline. And he loves us enough to do that. And then another benefit here is he blesses me during adversity. Some of us don't need to put off enjoying the blessing of God, the many, many, many blessings of God that are already obvious and undeniable at work in our life until everything is perfect before we start celebrating his goodness. No. Even in the middle of adversity, he blesses us. David said it this way, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So God is not bound, and you should not require that he wait until all of your adversity is out of the picture before you receive the fullness of his goodness and his blessing. He will bless you right now while your enemy is still trying to be the devil to you. The Message translation says it this way. King James says, you prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. The Message says, you serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. I like that. A 6-course dinner right in front of the enemy. And then, of course, we all have the benefit of heaven. Heaven, it is such a real place. Our existence here on earth is limited to just a few years, just so temporary, like a vapor here today and gone tomorrow. Even the longest of life on earth, I read this past week, where the world's oldest person died. She was 117. That's a long life. But it's gone now. It's over. It's like a vapor here today and gone tomorrow. But all of us, sheep in his fold, have his promise and the free gift of life everlasting. Heaven is such a real place. And David said in the 23rd Psalm, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Message translation says, I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Isn't it good to be home where we belong? I've quoted T.D. Jakes saying this so many times, but that man has the ability to say one thing and I can feed on it for a lifetime. He said, I have profited in every area of my life by knowing Jesus as my Lord. That's how capable our God is of blessing his children. We should be able to say too, I have profited in every area of my life by knowing Jesus as my Lord. Now, all of that is good news enough, you would think. That would be good news enough. His mercy renewed toward us every morning. The Lord blessing us and keeping us, protecting us and guarding us. His provision is there for us, rest and peace. He guards our sanity. He gives our life direction. He protects us from evil. He offers us intimate fellowship. He disciplines us when we need it because he loves us. And he blesses us even during times of adversity. You would think that would be enough. But icing on the cake, I'll give you one more blessing. It's found in Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Hebrew says, an abundantly available help. Anybody in trouble today? Anybody got trouble brewing at your house today? Oh, trouble comes in different sizes. But we all face trouble from time to time. And if you are in trouble today, the blessing of the Lord speaks to you and comes to your side today. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is a very present help in trouble. When I'm at my lowest, God is my hope. When I'm at my darkest, God is my light. When I'm at my weakest, God is my strength. And on my saddest day, God is my comfort. Would you stand with me, please?